Welcome to In Season, where we explore the farms and gardens of the Lower Columbia Pacific region. I'm your host, Teresa Retzloff, and joining me in the studio today are two women that I'm super excited to have talk about some great gardening programs here in the local area. Linda Jones, she's the coordinator for Clatsop County Master Gardeners. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Jane Donnelly, veteran master gardener and fellow gardener here in Astoria. Jane has one of the coolest gardens I think you would ever find, and I always love talking to her about gardening. Welcome, Jane.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I'm really good. So we're here to talk about a lot of different things. It's a blustery October day. The rains are starting to come. The seasons are shifting. And there's still a lot of cleanup and stuff to get done. But it's also a time, I think, where you look ahead and you make plans. And one of the things that's come to my attention is that it's time to sign up for the 2018 Master Gardener class. So, Linda, I really wanted you to talk about that a little bit and describe the program and what goes on there. And Jane and I are both veteran Master Gardeners, have been through the program. What year did you go through it, Jane?
2006.
I went through it in 2003. So I know that, I mean, and it's 2000, it'll be 2018. So
right. It's
changed a lot since we went through it.
It has changed. It changes a little bit every year.
Uh-huh.
And there's some shifts that are happening across the country with Master Gardeners that are bringing in younger people. Traditionally, it was a lot of retired folks. The classes were all day long on one day a week. Now the classes here are going to be one evening and a Saturday morning, which allows younger people to come into the classes who might be working or have families that they're caring for during the day. So, yeah, it's been a great shift, and it's really amazing to see the age differences working together and forming these bonds and these relationships. We have ages from 20s to 90, and it's
so
an amazing group
cool.
of people.
I feel like there's so much you can learn from people of all ages at different stages of their gardening experience.
Definitely.
Yeah. So how you've gone through the program yourself?
I did. I actually went through it twice. Mm-hmm. I lived in the Midwest, just north of Milwaukee, and I first took the program there. And after a couple of years, we moved out here, and I realized, holy cow, what am I doing here? This
Very
is a
different
crazy climate. So I decided to just start fresh. I started all over again, did the entire program again in 2012 here in Clatsop County. And then I've been active almost every year since then. And
I feel like that's a big reason why people go through a program. I mean, certainly that's, you know, when I moved here in 2003 with the idea to start a farm, but, you know, like learning about farming on the North Coast was, there wasn't really much resource out here. So I went through Master Gardeners to kind of just get a sense of like, what's it like to grow out here? And I know, Jane, you moved, well, you had grown up in the Northwest.
Yeah, I grew up in Portland, but spent most of my adult life in Florida.
Yeah. So
very different gardening.
So, I mean, especially when you're new to this region, it's a great way to introduce yourself, especially if you're coming from having gardened anywhere else.
Yes. Yes. Our climate is super challenging, and we really have a lot of local instructors for our class that are very familiar with this climate and how to deal with it and how to make the best of it. And we learn about the disease-resistant plants and trees that do really well here. We've got a nurseryman that we've been working with that is really involved with the Great Plant Picks, which is a great program to go to look for the plants that have been trial-tested in the Pacific Northwest that do well with the dry summers and the wet winters. And
yeah, you know, so I think this is something that we were all talking about earlier, and Jane, I know you have a science background as well, and we were talking about one of the things that I realized that I value so much from having gone through the Master Gardener program is that at the most basic level, what it taught me was how to research problems.
Yeah, I mean, you come across a problem in your garden, and you can ignore it, and it only tends to get worse, or you can start using the resources that are out there to figure out what's going on and how to make it better.
And I feel like it taught me how to ask the right questions or just even know what questions to be asking.
Because sometimes you don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking the class, you find out you can call someone or take it into the Master Gardener program, folks, and show it to them. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how that technology has changed so much in the last few years. Or you can now get online and start doing your own research.
But I guess what it also really I think the thing that I find so valuable about all of the Master Gardener programs, I mean, it's part of the Extension Service, and this is a national, you know, mm-hmm. Extension University, or they're tied to Extension programs at universities where they are doing research on, you know, different issues, whether it's mm-hmm. pests or diseases or plants or yeah. any of that. And so it also helped me understand, like, what information I'm looking at and who is the source of this information, and is this just kind of, you know, one of those old wives' tales that, you know, mm-hmm. maybe it's true, maybe isn't, or is this maybe true if you're, you know, living outside of Milwaukee, but maybe isn't true here, that some of those truths aren't universal.
Yes.
And you need to understand where you are. So it's like not just learning how to research and ask questions, but like to discern what's the source of this information and is it reputable or not?
Yes. So the Master Gardeners can only give out research-based information for their state's land-grant university. So all of our information comes straight from OSU. As Master Gardeners, we're really not allowed to give out grandma's recipes for mm-hmm. how to grow the best peas.
Yeah.
But we can give the most up-to-date information that has been handed to us from OSU.
Yeah, and that was hard for a lot of people. I mean, I definitely know people that struggled with
not giving out grandma's recipes. Yeah.
Or just sort of like, well, this is how I've always done it. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, well, but, mm-hmm. you know, or maybe that's how you've always done it, but this is the reason why it works.
Yes. We're actually the liaisons between the university and the community, the residents of Clatsop County. So that's what we're trained for, is to gain a really good, in-depth, comprehensive knowledge of horticulture topics, and then get that information through community outreach mm-hmm. to the community members, the residents, local gardeners.
Yeah. And, so a big part of it is the volunteer. So there's the education side of it, which is very cool, and you get a lot
program.
Out of it. But the volunteer, so it's kind of an exchange. You get this
yes.
great, you pay for the program, but you get a tremendous amount of education.
Yes.
And then the way that you give back is to do these volunteer hours in the community
yes.
as part of becoming a certified master gardener.
And not only a way to give back, but really the second component of the training is the volunteer hours. So you have the 22 classes. Each class is a specific topic. And it's in depth. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a lot of information. But you come out of the classes having a very thorough understanding of the basics mm-hmm. of what we need to build on as seasoned gardeners. And then the second component of the training is where you are working with the veterans.
Uh-huh.
So also with the commitment to the program is 60 hours over the course of the next year working with the veteran master gardeners. And that's where you put your classroom knowledge to the test. And
so
you
what
really
are some examples of how, I'm sorry to talk over you, but how what are some examples of how people can volunteer and give back hours?
Okay, so we have several projects that we've been active with. Some of them are newer. Some of them have been going on for a while, but we have a pet-friendly garden out at the animal shelter. We partner with them, and it's all pet-friendly plants.
Mm-hmm.
There's a brochure that you can get information on what plants are non-toxic and safe for your pets and what plants to stay clear of if you want to keep your garden space as safe as possible. We have a Fresh Starts program with Astoria High School where we have some Master Gardeners go in and work with a special education class. Once a month they go in and teach a particular topic or they have a certain gardening project that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been an amazing program. We're just starting a rain garden at Astoria Middle School that's been working with the port, actually, has been...
Really?
Yes. They have provided the funds to put in this rain garden, and then the Master Gardeners are helping with the planting of the plant material, and then we'll also be doing some classes with the kids to teach about rain gardens.
Can you just explain briefly what a rain garden is? Because, I mean, people would say all gardens out here are rain gardens because it rains so much. My garden's a rain garden. What's different about a rain garden?
So if you happen to have a low spot on your property that you've been dealing with and you're like, I don't know what to do with
it.
It's
super wet.
It fills up with water every winter. It's just sort of this awful area in my yard that I don't. Well, one of the options is to create a rain garden, and that is to take that space that's wet half of the year and full of water and know what plants work well in that type of a situation that really thrive in a damp, wet climate, but will also live throughout the dry summer, too. Mm-hmm. And in the summertime, they usually turn into just looking like a rocky, dry bed.
Mm-hmm.
But they can be really beautiful.
Oh, yeah. If they're done right, yeah, I've definitely seen some.
And done in the right spot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because my house is on a hill. It would not work there.
Right.
You need more of the desert garden.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also have to be able to have a garden that can withstand a lot of rain and weather during the wet times, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't like leaving any open soil in my garden because that's the one that starts to move downhill.
Yeah, yeah. I know. And that's always a problem in Astoria. So in addition to the rain garden.
So we also have a children's garden in Seaside that's back behind the Sunny Hunt, the rec center.
The community garden, yeah.
Yes, there is a children's garden there, and we're involved in a program in the summertime when the kids are there for a summer program that each week they have a theme for that week. And we have master gardeners that go in and do the gardening portion of that theme for that week. So that's been
so just working with the kids.
Really promoting gardening and getting them,
excited about it. It's great to engage with kids.
Got to have kids involved. And then we have a demo garden out at the fairground that's been there for 28 years and is becoming very shady. Mm-hmm. So we're looking right now for an option in town for a sunny location. We actually have a place in mind that we're working on securing.
To do a new garden.
To have a learning garden that will include food production. So teaching growing your own food, basically, vegetable gardening.
You and I were talking recently at a Master Gardener event, and you were mentioning that Master Gardeners are going to be involved in teaching the Seed to Supper program.
Yes.
So explain a little bit about what that is. That's a partnership with Oregon Food Bank, isn't
it? Yes, it is. And we just, we were approved this spring to start the Seed to Supper program. So we have one team of instructors that are going to be starting out one class this year, kind of get it under our belt so we kind of get it all figured out how it all works. But it's to teach families that might be having a problem with their food budget.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very basic gardening classes to be able to grow their own food, whether it be container gardening or getting a plot donated from one of the local community gardens, or if they're able to have a space in their yard, where they could have a raised bed.
And that's such a—I mean, I've heard about that program for years now, and I've always thought that that's such a powerful thing to be able to teach people just some basics of food production, because there are some very simple things that you can get a lot of food out of. I mean, Jane, I always think about your garden. You have a small fenced-in area. How big is that fenced area that you have? Is it like 10 by 10?
No, I think it's like 10 by 20.
10 by 20?
Yep, and I've got three, well, let's see. It'd be three separate raised beds and then an edge that's raised.
Yeah, but your raised beds aren't that big.
No, they're like 10 by 4.
10 by 4?
Yep.
And you produce a tremendous amount of food.
I produce a lot of food. It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, so not a very big space. I mean, and even just one of those beds produces an awful lot of food.
Yeah, it's amazing how much you can get growing in a small area. And of course, if it's an area that's that small, it doesn't take that much time and that much energy to keep it just the way you want it.
Yeah.
Weeding is a 10-minute proposition.
Yeah, which is always exciting. I know. Well, and I've just been impressed with how you've been able to, grow throughout the seasons as well. So it's not just like a one-time garden, but you often will have things that you're overwintering and have greens through the winter, but then crops in the summer. And, I mean, to me, anything that can encourage people and help them understand. I mean, because that's, like a 4x10 bed, that's roughly around what a community garden plot would be, and there's a lot you can grow from that, even if you're just growing all your leafy greens and adding that into your diet. That's a lot of great food.
Yes. Yes, so definitely.
I was really excited to hear that Master Gardeners were made. I mean, I remember hearing from Oregon Food Bank years ago when they were just starting that program, and what a great idea it seemed.
It's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. It was something that I was really excited to get started. As soon as the topic came up when I started working at the Extension office, it was like, yes, we are definitely going to do this here.
Because our region,
it's important.
And Clatsop County really struggles with food insecurity. I mean, that's definitely something that people struggle with here. And I think anything that can help people feel more empowered and, able to address that issue somehow. I know for a lot of people, I mean, the things that they're struggling with are beyond just, can I have a garden or not? And there's lots of reasons for food insecurity. But it's just one of those things where, like, if you're having a hard time accessing fresh food, this can be a way to learn how to maybe introduce that into your life. So that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Well, and we were also talking earlier that all of us seem to use our time outdoors getting dirty.
Yes.
To help with feeling better about life itself. It brings us some kind of peace, and you're outside breathing fresh air, and you're not on the internet. And
Yeah,
it's just a good place to spend some quality time.
Absolutely. And I think, if you're struggling with things in your life, being able to walk outside and have, a trellis of snap peas and just stand there and just admire it and then sit there and pick some fresh snap peas and eat them and taste that. I mean, that is a good uplift for your soul.
Right.
If you're having a terrible day.
And it's something that you can do. I mean, it gives you some control, in a world where you're feeling maybe a little out of control with everything that's going on. This is something that we can take control of and have total responsibility for our piece of earth that we are responsible for and how to treat it well and how to make it the most productive, healthy piece of earth that you possibly can.
Yeah.
And that involves, a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of research. And
absolutely. I know. Yeah. Before we go too much further, I want to pause for a moment and just remind everybody that you are listening to Coast Community Radio. That's at KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook at 89.5 FM. And this is streaming on the web at coastradio.org. And you can always listen on your mobile device using the TuneIn app. And if you are just joining us for In Season this morning on KMUN, I'm speaking with Clatsop County Master Gardener Coordinator Linda Jones and Astoria Gardener, Veteran Master Gardener Jane Donnelly. And we're talking gardening. We're talking about the Master Gardener program. Jane and I are both long-term fans of the program. We've both had gone through it and gotten so much out of it. And Linda's just talking to us, updating us on some of the things that volunteer opportunities for the next 2018 season. And you can register for the class now. And maybe before we go too much further, how do people, if I'm interested and I want to find out more about the program, what do I do?
So it's very simple. You would just contact me, Linda Jones, at the OSU Extension office. And the phone number is 503-325-8573. Or you can email me at linda.jones@oregonstate.edu. And just let me know you're interested in the program, and I'll send you an application. And it's there's a little cover letter that explains, the hours and the commitment and what's involved. And
And there's, I know there's research on, you can look up online what the Master Gardeners program is. Clatsop County Master Gardeners have a Facebook page if you do Facebook. And there's lots of ways to kind of look at these things. But Linda was just kind of talking us about, so there's the education part of the program, but then there's also the volunteer hours that you put in. And, something that you just said really, really struck a chord with me in thinking that, I had thought of the volunteer hours as like payback. You get this great education and then you're paying back by doing these volunteer hours. But you're right in the sense that the volunteer hours are part of the continuing education, because I learned so much when I was doing the hotline and the office.
Yep.
So during I don't know if it's year round now or if it's just during certain parts of the season, but you can call or email or connect with Master Gardeners at the Extension office, or they often have they show up at the Sunday market or different farmers markets, and you can go in and talk about plant problems in person with them.
Yes.
And going through that process of trying to help other people figure out what's wrong with that plant in their garden is very educational.
It is. You can't do the info line at the Extension office without learning something every day. Uh-huh. It's, you know, for each problem that people will bring in or each sample, you really do have to do some in-depth research. And
yeah.
In the process, you really learn a lot about all the things that it's not.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And then just doing any of these programs out in the community, whether you're helping out, you know, with the Kids Garden in Seaside or any of the other projects that working at the Demonstration Garden with Veteran Master Gardeners or, you know, helping maybe teach some Seed to Supper classes, you're going to be learning as much as you're giving instruction. You know, I mean, I feel like Jane and I learn from each other all the time still, you know, and we've been gardening for, you know, more than half our lives at this point.
Yep.
And I'm still like, I did not know that, Jane. My goodness. Thank you for sharing that with me.
And things are changing. Things are showing up in the gardens that have never been there before.
Exactly. I mean, this is something that you and I have talked about a lot, that, you know, as our climate is changing, you know, we're having these warmer winters. Insects aren't dying off. New things are showing up. I can't tell you the number of times that we've been out standing on my farm and looking at some insect and going, what is that? I don't know. What do you think that is?
Yeah,
you
or a weed that has showed up
so many weeds
that you've never seen before. It's like, where did this come from?
I've been seeing things I've never seen.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, not only is like, okay, what is it, but how do I deal with it? How does it spread? And some ways just understanding, does it spread by seed? Does it spread by roots? You know, is it an annual? Is it a perennial? What do I do about it?
Yep.
Those are all skills that I really feel like I learned how to approach that through the Master Gardener class. I mean, that was a really good grounding in, you know, oh my goodness, there's this thing I've got to deal with. How do I deal with that?
Yes.
So, yeah, that is just a huge skill set that I think you can get out of the Master Gardener program. And you were talking earlier that there's the overall, nationally, the Master Gardener program is trying to be more flexible to make it more approachable for younger working people. The mm-hmm. hours are, the class hours are different so that it's not so much of an all-day commitment to a class.
Yes. There's a few counties in Oregon who have chosen to do the evening classes or the evening and Saturday classes. And mm-hmm. I just feel like that's important. I think there are some you know, younger working people who should be able to take the program, and they've also stayed very active, and they've worked out their volunteer hours too, but it's also my job to make sure that there's options available to them where they can do the volunteer hours on their off time,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the evenings or on weekends. And
I
try to work with the volunteers as much as possible to make quality volunteer time available that they can actually get to.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I feel like volunteering is such a huge part of our communities out here. I feel that's how everything works.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, the North Coast runs on volunteers.
Yes,
and,
it does.
You know, and I think especially if you are new and you've just moved to this community and maybe you're taking Master Gardeners to understand more about how do you garden in this area, I feel like this is also a great lesson in how do you volunteer in this area, because you're going to be doing a lot of volunteering if you're going to stay in this community. This is part of how it works, and part of how you get to know people and you make friends.
That's
I think some of the best friends that I've made here in the North Coast have come through Master Gardeners, and Jane included.
Yep, me too.
I mean, that's how we met each other, and you know,
me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I know, and I say this too, is like for people who are gardeners, you know. Or maybe your partner is not a gardener, or maybe not many of your other friends are gardeners. The cool thing about Master Gardeners is you're with a whole bunch of other people who can talk about gardening for hours and not get bored.
Exactly.
Gardeners like to garden,
and they like to talk
about gardening. Yeah.
That's true. But we have really great potlucks.
Yes, we do.
Right.
I will say those are always super impressive. Whenever I went to a Master Gardener potluck, the food was amazing.
Yeah.
And abundant. So.
Yes,
true.
I know. So we're starting to wind down on our time, and I wanted to just have you remind people again how to connect with you, and like the number for the Extension Office, and if they're interested in the Master Gardener program.
Yes. So the program starts in January, on January 11th. That's a Thursday, and it runs until March 22nd.
Mm-hmm. So those are the classes.
Those are the classes. The classes are going to be Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 o'clock.
And where?
P.M. And they are going to be held at the Astoria campus of the Community College,
okay.
the Clatsop Community College.
Okay.
So they're Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. until noon.
Okay.
And a couple of the classes are going to be extended a little bit on Saturday because they're hands-on classes. We're going to be doing some hands-on pruning. We will be taking, hopefully, a gardening tour mm-hmm. from one of our favorite garden designers here.
Yeah.
They start, January 11 mm-hmm. through March 22nd. And to get in touch with me, to get an application, or to talk about the class a little bit further, you can contact me at 503-325-8573. And that's Linda Jones. And I work at the OSU Extension Service here in Clatsop County in Astoria.
But also email, too.
And also you can email me at linda.jones@oregonstate.edu.
Because we were talking about how people don't like to make phone calls.
I know. Everybody emails nowadays.
I know, or texts or something. So there's other ways. You don't have to talk to a live person. And actually, just briefly in that, you can also do the Master Gardener class online.
Yes. If you are not able to do the volunteer hours, or you're not really interested in the volunteer component, you can also do the classes online. So just contact me at the office, and I will give you the information on how to.
So you can go through the whole curriculum in an online module, so it'd be self-guided.
You can. There's two ways you can do it online. You can do the online classes and then connect with the OSU Extension office to do your volunteer hours, mm-hmm. or you can do it solely online. Mm-hmm. But there's different pricing. It's different.
Yeah.
Different ways of.
There's a lot of options.
Yeah, there are.
I know. Uh-huh. So I hope that people are inspired and encouraged and, you know, thinking ahead about gardening for next year. I mean, I know I am too. I'm like looking at the wind and the rain outside and thinking about all the things that aren't tied down yet out on the farm.
Tie your stuff down.
I know.
The winds are coming.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
So we also have a speaker series. Once a month, Master Gardeners has a speaker series. It's usually the third Wednesday of the month. And tomorrow, on the 18th, is a talk given by Chuck Meyer, who is one of our local Master Gardeners. And he is a tool fanatic. He is going to be doing a talk on gardening tools, different kinds of tools, how to prepare them for the winter, and take best care of them so they're ready for spring.
So, and where are those talks?
And that's going to be held at 7D's at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening.
That's down in Seaside?
Yep,
okay,
7D's
great.
And Seaside.
And is that where the talks will always be, or they'll move
actually,
around?
We're actually going to be fair to the county, mm-hmm. we are staggering. So they will either be at 7D's, or they'll be next month, it will be at the Astoria Public Library.
Wonderful. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we do have a Facebook page, Clatsop County Master Gardener Association, and we will always have the speaker series posted and other events that we're doing on that Facebook page.
So many great ways to engage. So thank you guys both for joining me for In Season. I hope everybody got something out of that.
Thank you so much.
Joanne, for engineering.
You're welcome. Always fun to listen to you guys. It's a happy, happy discussion.
Yeah, get out there and get your rain gear out.
Yay,
rain gear.
I know. Oh, rain gear.
Socks and sweaters and rain gear.
I know, rain boots. Make sure you don't have holes in things and... Yeah, just go down, batten down the hatches. It's going to rain a lot, which is good. We need the rain, too.
Yes.
Too.